Diplomat on board. Diplomat Mac Saint Skyblade has got the crew and a few friendly clone troopers aboard the Chandrilla Dispatch. Thanks to
his name's Saint. When is this known as his nickname Saint?
He was saying it all session last week.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I wasn't paying attention either. So.
Thanks to some intel from the troopers, the crew knows the dispatch is likely to be a target for the pirates of the Redarian chain. Tacticians Ghost and Sarn Turbo are ever closer to executing their plan to ambush the pirates when they try to take the ship. Assuming the ambush is successful, they can find the origination of these pirates and get even closer to Butt Radar. But you know what they say about when you assume.
Couldn't you have just said they can find the origin of these pirates?
Origination.
Is that even a word?
It is now.
Okay. Man, Mantiger, you got a lot of defenders on this call.
I mean, I guess I could have said that. I didn't, though, so here we are.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a word either.
Here we are. And I'm not sure it is.
He said it, and I had to look. I was like, oh, that's how he spelled it.
They make up words in Star Wars all the time.
If originated is a word, origination is also a word.
Yeah, is it, though?
That's not how English works.
Oh, I didn't know you were an English teacher.
Yeah,
I don't need to be. I just need to be an English speaker.
Well, I'm glad we got that taken care of. All right. So where we ended was you guys just got on the dispatch. Let me know.
Yeah, because we see lied. Because Mac lied really well.
Yes, and then triumphantly.
You might say that. We all pretended to be like his assistants or that's bodyguards or some shit.
I remember this now.
I don't remember what the lie was exactly. But I know that the guard was intimidated, so they just let him on.
You guys are my valets, and we're here to just oversee the things that everything's going all right here, you know?
So right before the ship was done boarding, they shuffled you on and came up and gave you like a box full of like dead animals, assuming that's what Wookiees ate. Because Mac said bring the Wookiee some snacks was his last demand, and they brought you some squirrels.
Space squirrels.
Yeah. Squirrels. So now it's the four of you in the airlock. Well, not the four of you. It's Ghost, Mac, Sarn, Zeke, and Jake came with you. Tojo, the other clone, is on the ship. He's napping.
We left someone else with him, though, the doctor.
Oh, you guys didn't bring Oak with you. Weird.
No. I tried to get him to give me some of those stim packs, though, and he adamantly refused.
He may have sensed that you were an addict.
Of being alive, yeah.
Of being, you're addicted.
I think most people are.
No, you're addicted to drugs. So I moved you guys into the map of the ship. Still a little new to me. I don't know. Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, let me share with you because you can't see the outside. I did
those
find
like
a map
for space the suits on the wall.
Yeah, I know they don't really use spacesuits in.
I don't know if Star Wars has ever had spacesuits.
Well, the clones use special helmets.
Yeah, but that's just like their normal helmets, isn't it?
No, they have special helmets.
Oh. Like, I don't know. Maybe in the shows they've had, but I don't know if they've ever had EVAing in any Star Wars movie.
They have been out in space, but no, not in, I don't think in suits. But
wait, in any of the which movie have they been out in space?
When the ship got blown up and when Leia got knocked off.
That doesn't count. Those movies don't exist. I refuse to acknowledge that.
Okay, well then you can't say you don't know if there's any EVAing.
No, and so in episodes 1 through 6, which are the only existing Star Wars movies, I'm pretty sure there's no EVA.
Okay, so you guys can't see the outside of the ship or the inside right now because you're in a room. So I sent you a map of the ship. It's showing you a little bit more than I wanted to show you, but it's the only outside I have without like details in the interior. You can see it, right?
Where are we?
Yes.
I don't know. Can you see my cursor? You're in the bottom right.
The bottom right. So the one that looks...
No, we can't see your cursor because it's
a Tetris piece.
Yeah, I mean it should be pretty similar to the shape of the room in the map. Can you not see the map?
Oh, okay, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, makes sense. Understood.
Yeah,
so we're by an arrow. Exactly. So the door to immediately to Sarn's right is an airlock.
That goes to the bye-bye area.
Yeah, so it's an airlock. And the door to my left is a door to what it looks like the main area of the ship. The main cargo compartment of the ship.
The cargo hold.
So now what are we supposed to do on this ship?
Hold's a good word. We're just supposed to wait for the Rodarian chain gang to try to take it, and then we're supposed to fuck them up.
That's the general plan, yes.
All right, work in Sarn Hyde for the best ambush.
All right, work in Mac Hyde for just to hide.
Well, I never heard that. Zeke doesn't
know. For optimal hiding, yeah.
Well, if they take the airlock to get in, which I guess we don't really know which way they'll go, we'll be sitting ducks here. They'll be ambushing us.
Or they'll take the airlock and not expect anyone to be sitting in here, and we'll fuck them up.
Okay, then I guess we can just wait here in the airlock.
Well, we're next to the airlock. We're not in the airlock.
There is no airlock if you're not in it.
Well, there's in the map you posted, there's two doors. There's an airlock. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't account for that little room. So I guess technically it's not the airlock. I assume the one with the
I gotcha.
What do you call it? The spacesuits. Or was the airlock? But no, I guess there is like a smaller room.
This is like the ready room, and then there's like an airlock. Yeah.
Okay, but as Sergeant, I will say we do not have the best tactical advantage in here. I don't see any cover or anything like that. Maybe one of us could hide in here.
Can I shoot the spacesuit?
You can. Okay.
I want to shoot the spacesuit.
Don't shoot the spaceship.
Okay, roll for it.
See if it's laser proof.
It's not a good time. Bad time.
Why?
You're gonna alert everyone to our presence.
And they know we're on the ship. They put us on the ship.
And they're gonna come in investigating why we're blowing holes in their ship. And then I don't think my diplomat story is gonna really cover that.
Well, then use your blaster pistol. That's weaker than my rifle.
To what? To shoot the spacesuit?
Yeah.
Somebody, you could roll a mechanics check or maybe a knowledge check for someone. Oh, you know what? Maybe, I could roll for Zeke.
He's an engineer, right?
No, the engineer is sleeping.
Oh, right.
Zeke is the sergeant. Although, we didn't roll Destiny. I really need a checklist.
Destiny! Oh, this music's tense.
That was the last map. Oh, boy. Who rolled light? Yeah. Oh, Boo did. And, Ryan, did you... In your chat, there should be a Destiny?
Oh, right.
Oh,
that's what you did last time, too.
I know. I'm lucky.
Yeah. Okay. And was there something else? Oh, I was considering rolling knowledge for Well, I guess it doesn't really matter.
He's mechanics?
Mechanics?
Or you want me to just, like, perceive? Do a perception roll on it?
No, we got
to
do some other skill checks. All we do is perception and, like, combat skills and, like,
deception. What about streetwise?
They're not...
Turn out streets?
No, that's not street smarts. All right, so somehow that check failed. Great. I'm just going to say it anyway. They don't appear to be blasted proof. I would recommend we don't shoot them. I hear what Mac is saying. It seems to stand to reason to me. If we make noise, we will get attention.
I won't shoot them. I just wanted like an extra like buffer.
I mean, you could still put it on if it fits.
Yeah, just take it.
I think I'm going to put it on.
Okay.
That's much better. Also, Tiger, your face is frozen, and it's fantastic.
Oh, that is an unfortunate face to have made before it freezes.
You see it? It's good.
Not sure why that happened.
Now you look like Zeke.
In what sense do I look like Zeke?
I just wanted Zeke to say something.
No! Why? Okay. Right. No, I'm back.
Star goes into the one of the spacesuits without a helmet.
Okay, to let his locks flow freely.
To let ones there.
Lake who's out. Flap in the breeze. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Okay, so I think we should try to find an ambush point right outside of this little room.
Okay. All right. And Sarge goes up in front and he starts to open the door. Should be unlocked. There we go. It's unlocked. It's now open. And he peeks his head out and he doesn't see anybody immediately.
Whoa, how'd you do that?
Do what?
The triangle of light.
Oh, it's with these fancy maps, the lighting and stuff is all integral. You can build walls in there, but I never wanted to take the time. I've recently found a guy who does these maps on Patreon, so.
Cool.
Do you pay for these?
I did. He's on my Patreon list now, so I am giving him money, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay, can you unpause it so I can move Sarn?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why? I completely forgot how to cartwheel.
Okay, so...
he's lying.
Jake, or not Jake, Zeke pokes his head out. I'm sure he is lying. And he says, hey, you, bounty hunter, why don't you sneak over there in between the two crates in that little nook there?
Okay, good idea. Is this spacesuit too loud to sneak?
We could roll a dark side point for that.
No. I'd like to roll a light side point to make it bulletproof, though.
No. Denied.
Okay. I will try to sneak over to, like, this... Yeah, in between the two.
You can't get by me? Oh, yeah, so move
up. No, I have to... I have to see if I can do it first.
Okay, so, I mean, you still move that way. And it's fine. It's just average. The dice are all messed up. All right. You succeed. All right. So now you're hiding. Do you see any... Oh. Does Zeke have a comm?
I assume so.
Yeah, that's a good assumption. Except his comm's on his wrist.
Like a loser.
Bounty hunter.
This is Sarn Turbo.
Do you see anything?
There's two, I don't know if they're guards, but there's two people down here.
What are they doing?
It looks like they're staring at crates, check an inventory, maybe?
We have to sneak. Like, these guys are just, like, they know we're on the ship, right?
Well, the guard knows we're on the ship, but we told them we're a diplomat. I'm not sure. It's probably best to just avoid questions if we can.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think the guards are going to ask questions, but fair. Oh, I don't think the guards are asking.
Guards are known for not asking questions.
Is that the suit from Aliens?
Can it be?
From Alien?
Oh, you mean like, or like...
Oh, it definitely is a power loader, Weaver? Yeah. Power loader, yeah.
I really need to, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there's two workers down here.
Okay, do they look like they're armed?
I don't know. Let me see what I can perceive.
Do they have arms, Sarn?
They do have at least two arms.
I know someone who could do a thing or two about that.
He looks over at Ghost and winks.
Arm him. Disarm him. Literally.
You're standing next to him. You don't have to use the comm link.
I don't think these guards are...
Then you won't be involved in the conversation.
I don't think these guards are our enemies.
I thought we were taking over.
Should I try to see if they're packing heat?
Wait, these are the guards of the ship. They are going to try to repel the pirates, the very same pirates we want to kill. I think we just leave them be.
I think that's a good idea. he makes some good sense. Well, I guess we can round him up.
We are not against the owners of the ship.
We might be if they're in league with the butt radar.
Well, that would be quite a twist. Oh,
shit. What'd they twist? Okay. Now what's he doing?
What'd I miss?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Wouldn't it have aggravated me? Okay.
I want to try to sneak up on the catwalk, too. To the next level, whatever that is.
Catwalk. Okay, so these guards, as you surmised, they're just sort of like looking at stuff. You know, basic checking, stuff like that. I think if you want to go to the catwalk, maybe it'd be another stealth check. Again, average. I mean, you got like 100 boosts. Okay.
Wait. Oh, yeah. It doesn't show any of the difficulty die.
Yeah, the rolling, the 3D dice are messed up. Okay. So, Sarn, you sneak up into the catwalk. These doors are supposed to be locked. I don't think I went through and locked all these doors. Or by lock, I mean just don't go through them right now.
Oh, there's doors?
Yeah, so they're light color. Can my cursor up here?
Gotcha, okay.
Before going through a door, let's just talk about it first.
Okay.
Let's just talk about it, guys.
Please. Yeah, let's just talk it out.
I walk into the bay with absolutely no attempt at stealth.
Okay.
And just start looking around in full view of the guards.
Okay.
What the fuck? What in the hell is that? What are you? What are you doing here?
How have you never seen a Wookiee before?
I've never seen that. Not one like that.
Well, yes. I suppose there's that.
And you're not supposed to be here, man.
Yes, I'm with the diplomats. We were invited on this ship.
Diplomats? We're just... We just a cargo shipment.
I know. The diplomat needed passage and bartered with your captain for passage.
That's going to be an easy deception.
I'm not even... What? No, I'm not even trying to deceive him. Isn't that what happened?
Is Mac a diplomat?
Well, but I'm... The deception already happened. We already tricked the captain. He can just radio the captain.
Yes, you're deceiving him.
Was not my intention.
That's all right. It's an easy deception.
I'm not lying.
Yes, you are. Mac is not a diplomat.
But That lie already.
Right. Well, I don't want to argue. I don't really want to argue about it.
I don't recall there's supposed to be a diplomat here. This story is very fishy to me.
Just radio your captain. I'm sure Ghost. He could get. Just radio your captain. He can confirm it for you.
Ghost, what's going on? Where's my man? And I come walking out. There you are. What are you doing? Get back in there and fetch me
now. Who you be? I don't know you either.
I am Maxine Skyblade. I am a diplomat here, and I am overseeing this shipment. I was sent by superiors beyond your ken.
My who?
Your understanding. I will roll right now. Is that deception or am I being intimidating? I don't know.
I don't know what you're doing. Are you being intimidated? Are you charming? Are you deceiving? I don't really know. You're going to have to pick a lane.
I'm going to go with deception. Is it easy?
Yeah. I mean, he's not very smart. You can tell as a diplomat.
What?
Oh, no. But you have three advantages.
My advantage is that while he's not sure if he believes me, he's not sure either.
I need to go check this with my superior.
All right, I'm gonna flip a light side point.
Okay.
That the space suit that I'm wearing is their like their symbol, their logo, their company, like logos all over it.
Okay, so I think that would be a boost.
And then I point down and say, there you are, Mr. Diplomat. The captain needs to see you right away.
All right, then. See, I gotta go.
Now, who is
this? And since I'm up high, I'm an authority figure.
He's an authority. He's up high. He is on high.
What?
The man is on high.
Okay. I don't know. Does that have to be a deception from Sarn too?
No, because I think I'm gonna say if you value your jobs, you're just gonna let him go, or you're just gonna let him through.
It's
right
not
now
a Jedi
captain.
Mind trick. Okay, but you're rolling.
No, I'm going to intimidate.
Oh, you're doing an intimidation.
Yeah, because I think my intimidation is better than my deception.
Okay.
Let me check on this really quick.
And I'll give you a boost for having flipped the light side point. Or did you already flip it? No.
I didn't touch it yet.
Okay. I did it for you.
Because I wasn't sure if you would
agree to it. I will grant it.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting I could just click on it. I don't see an intimidation
in here. No, coercion. Starts with a C.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I just looked at my card.
No, it's the same.
Right. But it's more within character to coerce.
Yeah, and what is it?
It'll be easy. You got the boost on there? Yeah. Succeeded. And a threat. And you got it says three successes, but no advantages. All right, so you succeed in intimidating him, but he's kind of pissed off that you pulled the threat card, but just goes back to work. Ugh. These guys are always on high. They always talk like they so big boss. But someday I be big boss.
Someday you'll be on high.
Someday I will be up in that catwalk.
All right,
then.
And Z comes out too. Crisis averted.
Now what do we do?
I would assume you guys at least go up by Sarn.
Yeah.
Can we check out the forklift machine?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can check it out. You are successful at checking it out.
All right, fantastic.
You perceive that it's a forklift machine.
Don't make
me. Hey, Sarn, have you seen this machine?
Yes, I've seen it.
It says something on the side. Ripley?
Do you think I could pilot it? I think I could pilot this thing.
I think we should wait to figure that out, though.
Does anybody know who Ripley is?
I think it's from that space movie.
Oh, did you just pull a... Did you just Ripley all over this place?
What does that mean? Is that a fart joke?
I know. My fart jokes really stink.
It's a bit of a stretch.
Too strain.
Bit of a strain.
What's a movie?
What's a movie?
It's like one of those holodramas, you know.
Talking pictures.
A talking picture. You know,
films.
Have any of us ever seen pictures?
I have seen plenty of pictures.
I've seen one of a very sexy trained ocean girl.
What? Too strain.
Why is it too strain?
Because it just does something to you. It arouses you.
I don't think Tony understands with arousal. I just want to mention that.
That poster's hanging up in the wall of our bedroom, I think.
Did you put the strain on it, Andy?
I am about to.
Oh, I was just kidding about the strain.
Oh.
Just kidding.
All right, so.
I mean, Boo didn't put the strain on for his pun, so.
Well, it's because I said it.
Right.
And if anything, I should lose strain for my puns, but you guys are a bunch of jerks.
Okay, so you guys are up in the catwalk, kind of out of view of the those two dock workers down there. Well, I guess they're not dock workers. They're just, what'd you call it? The hold.
The hold. Should we check out the door to the right here?
Sure.
Right here?
Sure.
I walk through. It's locked.
I told you this door is locked. We're supposed to talk about it.
We should go through this door. I talked about it.
All right. Guys, what's the game plan?
We should go through this door.
All right. I think
we should wait. We have a good vantage. We could actually line up on this balcony and look at the door to the airlock. Shoot the intruders when they come in.
Yeah, but they're not here yet. I want to go through everyone's belongings.
This sounds like a pattern.
I haven't known you for very long, and this does sound like you.
I've just met you, but when you checked that monkey for pockets, I took notice.
Check his wallet.
I believe you said, I checked the monkey's pockets, and it was a crushed monkey.
It was half a monkey.
It was half a crushed monkey, and you were chewing on parts of it.
Wait, what are these pod things? Are these beds? Back to chambers?
No, they're just space equipment.
Duvets?
Oh, okay. Is there a cabinet to the left over here I can go through?
Yeah, if you can get it open.
I try to open it.
Oh, okay.
Is it open?
No, it's locked. So it would be a skullduggery check to crack that lock.
All right. Difficulty.
I think it should be a deception check instead. Or maybe he should perceive it.
I'm definitely trying to coerce it open.
No, we already know your coercion is failure prone.
Is it though?
Fine, it worked.
Oh no, it did work. I was thinking of Max.
Yeah, what the hell? My deception.
Yeah, well, I don't even. Why did you even upgrade it? Okay. Roll an average. Fuck it.
Do it live.
All right. God damn it.
Hope I find a grenade.
You found a grenade.
Where the hell is that? Grenade and. One human toe. One twilight toe.
Oh, I lost my table here. Okay.
I mean, like, even a stim pack would be cool.
Or some real.
Oh, no.
No, it's a... I made a loot table for times like this because you love
pocket. Because you know how much I love doing it, yeah.
Yes. And you open it up, and it just looks like some personal effects, kind of like a, you know, like a Foot Locker. And inside you find these really cool glare shades.
Ooh. Yoink.
And I'm going to make a roll myself.
Hey, Billy.
Very curious as to what these glare shades do.
Okay. They look really cool.
That's it?
That was what I rolled. Yeah, I wanted to see. It was either going to be really cool or really lame. So I basically flipped a coin.
Fantastic. They look really cool, though.
Do they prevent glare?
Actually, I have no idea because it's not a real item in this game. Or in the it's in the RPG. Right. Or at least I don't have it loaded in here. What do Are you they think aviators? They do?
Well, I was thinking that, like...
They block sun?
They're very effective against sunlight.
That, like, if, we should discuss if it's,
what they look like before we go any further.
Are if
they
it's sunny or? Out and I'm trying to sneak around, then, like, the glare doesn't, like, bounce off and alert people. There's no glare.
Oh, no, I'm not going to trick you like that. And let's say if you're in a sunny, if you happen to remember you have these glare shades, which I'm not optimistic you will, that it will help you from if you have to take shots directly into the sun.
Glare glasses.
I actually don't know what glare shades are. I assume they're sunglasses.
Reduces glare.
They're polarized sunglasses so you can see underwater when you're fishing.
Emitted glare.
Glare shades were a piece of eyewear used to protect one's eyes from
the sun.
It's loading. It's loading. I don't know yet. Direct exposure to sunlight or just a nod to fashion.
All right, fine.
Okay. All right,
what do they look like? Are they?
I tossed the glasses to Zeke.
What am I going to do with these?
Protect your eyes from the sun.
We're in space.
No, we're still on the planet.
Right? I'll take them.
All right. I really want to see a Wookiee wear sunglasses.
That I mean, really what they, I need it right really now. Popped with the color of your fur. I mean, because they're black and pink.
What? What? Okay, is the rims black and then the lens is pink, or is it vice versa?
You ask a lot of questions for a diplomat.
I'm just trying look to make at the sure glasses.
What do you see?
I'm seeing a pink pair of sunglasses with black. I'm assuming.
Well, then you need to get your vision checked because they're pink lenses with a black frame.
All right.
Great. I'm glad we got that handled.
This is going really well.
Okay. No, I think the Wookiees were right. This is a pretty good strategic position. We could wait here. There's really no telling when or even if. This is a conjecture that this is a target of pirating, but yeah, we could just hide up here.
Let's go hide in the back to tanks or the beds or...
Or the beds. No, those aren't beds. Those are just, like, space equipment. It's for space.
Well, while you wait...
Okay.
You can wait there, Zeke. That's fine. I want to check out this little room. Just go through this door down here.
Okay, and he starts making, like... You know, he's checking all of the railings here to see if he can find a good point to hide behind. And he's kind of looking around just, like, in a calculating manner. Of where the optimal spot to hide is, or to what do you ever call it? Like get ready to shoot.
Advantage point.
Yeah.
I picked my hiding spot. I'm right here in the corner.
And Ghost, what are you doing?
Admiring myself in a nearby, my reflection in a nearby polished metal.
Has Ghost never seen glare shades before?
Certainly not. What are these? They are magnificent.
they're to help you shoot if you need to shoot directly at the sun.
Well, great.
Is the Kahuna Wave like following this ship?
No, we left him on the ground in the care of that robot. Don't remember his name. But you guys said he was a good pilot. Well, he said he was a good pilot. Maybe they are going to follow us. Should we radio to him and tell him to follow?
Probably.
Okay. Well, you do it.
Do it.
Do it.
ARX. Or join us in chase.
Oh.
I don't know.
Or whatever.
What do you want?
When this ship takes off, can you guys follow it? Was that the plan? I don't remember.
This ship, he says, what ship, idiot? There are hundreds docked at this planet.
The one that I'm on.
Oh, he Jerwad. Is spicy.
And how am I supposed to know where you are?
I thought you always knew where I was.
I did not install a hypothermic tracking system in your subdermal layer.
No, that then track crazy. Your toe. Track your old toe.
Can I do that, God?
I will allow it.
Great.
The toe.
Crack the toe.
Yes, I see you there on the ship you're on.
I see that toe. I recognize that toe anywhere.
Chandrilla Dispatch?
Yes, that is the name of it.
You could have just told him the name of the ship, I guess. You didn't even try that part.
No, I was looking for it. And then I just saw it on that printout that you... Or not printout, but that pop-up that you sent.
Oh.
So that's why I said it. Okay, so yeah, they're going to follow us when the ship takes off.
Okay.
Then when you see another ship coming up to dock with us, potentially raid the ship, can you give us a heads up?
Maybe that is a better task for the clone you left on this ship. I don't feel like it.
Okay. Hey, Zeke.
That tracks.
Yeah.
Contact Oak.
Oak? Oh, Oak. The medic?
Yeah. And tell him if he sit in the cockpit, in the driver's seat of the cockpit.
Okay.
Tell him to fart once or twice. And then... Tell him that when they're following the ship, the Chantrilla Dispatch, if he sees another ship raid that ship, okay. To contact us.
All right. Call him right up. Hey, Oak.
Oh, yo?
Why don't you go sit in the cockpit, fart, I guess, and, like, follow us and stuff?
Well... I'm not a very good pilot. I'm mostly a doctor. But I guess if the robot's willing to help a human or any life form, then I guess probably I can pull it off.
And,
Wait, what did I just get roped into?
I don't want Oak to pilot the ship. I want him just to
tell
us when the ship is being attacked.
Well, I don't
take... when another ship pulls up close to it.
Well, I don't take orders from you.
But you take orders from me!
Oh, that's right.
And he gives his affirmative signal.
I'm just going to keep setting up scenes where Tiger talks to himself.
No, I don't like those. Those are difficult, because all my characters sound the same. Well, except those two. Those are the only two that sound different. Because I made him really stupid, the doctor. Okay.
Okay, so we got that covered.
Yeah.
So now I want to check out this room.
Okay, you guys have not taken off yet, but you can tell that they're... Oh. I think I might have said that you guys are in space, but I'm changing it. You guys are still on the ground, and you can tell that they're getting ready to lift off, but not quite yet.
Okay.
So
let's wait. Can I check out this room now?
I mean, you don't have to wait. I mean, well, sorry, you've been doing a lot of looking around. Mac, you haven't gotten anything, any screen time.
Yeah, well, I was sitting down because I thought the ship was taking off. I've been sitting here, like, kind of in a fetal position on the floor. And I've been waiting for the ship to go off.
Oh, you don't even see you anywhere.
Things aren't taking off.
Well, because you can't see him. He's too far from you.
Oh.
I don't know how you would know this. Mac! What are you doing?
What? I'm hiding.
Are you afraid of flying?
No, I'm hiding because I'm waiting for the element of surprise.
Okay.
You have to take off first and ambush. So What are you guys doing?
I'm also just waiting. I'm posting up and fortifying. Ghost, he did look at himself in the mirror for a little while, and it looks like he's wandering around now.
I am also trying to position myself tactically in case enemies come through this door. Remember, I have a close-range weapon.
That is good and tactical. And Saunt is just turning doorknobs.
I lost everyone.
This one's locked.
Oh, hold on.
It won't let me in. Must be something good in this room. They locked it.
Can you not hear us?
I can't hear you guys. No, I just everyone else on. I've lost all the other players on the map are gone.
Oh, because you're in a room, so you can't see them because they're blocked. Oh, and now you're out of the room. Now get back in there. Go, get back in the fetal position. Oh, I know that's what you were doing, you little scatty cat.
All right. Fuck you. Cock.
Well, yeah, that door is locked. It's not locked. I'll just let you in. You should be able to click on it, I think.
Hey!
Oh, I'll be damned.
Don't try that for other stuff, though.
Ah!
Hey! What you be doing out here?
I got lost.
What?
I got lost.
Who are you? Why are you on this ship?
Sarn Turbo.
Sarn Turbo? Never heard of you.
I'm with the diplomat.
Deception. I'm going to make you roll deception every time you encounter a new character.
What and you tell him a, you try Easy? Telling him that I'm somehow a diplomat.
And every time you tell him a lie. This one is smarter.
It doesn't matter.
None of this matters. You look around and you notice this is like an engine room in the back, and this man is an engineer, and he's not really buying what you're saying.
Okay.
Saunt Turbo.
Yeah.
You look suspicious.
That's me.
I think I'm going to call the captain.
You probably shouldn't do that.
Why not?
Because he's with the diplomat right now. He does not want to be disturbed. They told me to go away to give them some time to talk.
I'm still in the fetal position.
The diplomat? Huh.
Well, whatever. Just get out of here. Leave me alone.
You got any goodies back here?
Leave me alone. I'm working on the ship. I'm getting ready for takeoff. It's the most dangerous part of the... I'm going to call the captain. I'm going to call the captain. You ask me what's in my pockets. I am going to call the captain.
I was just going to ask if you can make sure we fly safely.
Get the fuck out of here.
and you hear the door close behind you.
Oh.
Okay. Who wants to roll? Never mind. So you guys are gonna post up for a little bit. You guys start to take off.
I would still like to check out other rooms.
But... I know, but you guys are taking off now.
I'll get the sniper position up here on the catwalk, looking at that door.
Right, and you hear a great rumbling, and vibration. And the ship...
This better not be because I distracted the engineer.
Strain for the engineer because he's beating his meat. No. No, that's stupid. Why would I even say that? And the ship takes off into space. It's a really
so
good...
glad I'm wearing this space suit. It's really good to come handy.
And thankfully, thanks to your pep talk, the engineer did a really good job getting you guys into space.
Awesome. I didn't really give him a pep talk. I just asked if he could fly safely. Okay. He yelled at me.
Okay.
But we're safely in space.
Yeah. And after some time, you... Let's see if I can pull this up. Okay. Yeah. You guys are... Well, maybe we should take the short break now. I try to do break about halfway, about 9 o'clock. So if you guys want to refill or bathroom or whatever. I have a feeling you guys might be boarded soon. Pirates.
Oh, by pirates.
Yay.
I thought you were just going to say bored.
You guys might be bored.
I don't know what I was doing.
Goodbye.
Is that a little something something? Or what is it?
Wait, what'd you say?
I said, is that a little something something?
Sure is.
I recognize the lady on the bottle.
Yep, it's really good beer. It's like Ann's favorite.
I haven't had one in a while.
It's really good. It's a good staple. It's like a very mild IPA.
Oh. I had a light IPA from Goose Island. I think it was light. Light IPA, something like that. But anyway, it was terrible. So don't
doesn't sound very good.
Well, I mean, I usually like light beers instead of like dark IPAs, so I thought it might be up my alley, but it wasn't. So don't make the same mistake as me, I guess.
I won't, don't worry.
I did join your Discord.
Great.
I don't know if you saw me in there. At first, I thought it was like the general Star Citizen one, but I realized it was just a small number of people. So
yeah, no, it's just my brother and some people. It's a small one, but like you could always, everyone in there is pretty experienced, so... If you're ever on and I'm not on, you could certainly introduce yourself and just play with anyone in there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My brother
Will is really good at mining. So if you ever want info about that. Mm-hmm. And Jeff is a really nice guy. He's an older dude. He's like in his 50s or something. He's Will's coworker / friend. He's got like, I don't know, fucking 20 ships. So if there's ever a ship you want to try out, you should just ask him because he could spawn it for you and you could fly it around and see if you like it.
Are you eating a burrito?
Yeah.
Sleepy Mac. All right, well, let's get this shit going.
Ordered.
I don't like that. You guys start. You guys hear a alarm start going off.
This definitely is not an Imperial ship. What is this alarm klaxon?
I'm just glad it's not as loud as the last one.
You're right. How do I make it louder?
Please don't.
All right.
It just doesn't sound like an Imperial alarm klaxon, despite the low volume.
That's okay.
Well, it's not an Imperial ship.
That's all I was pointing out.
Okay.
Wasn't an insult.
Good. You hear a comm beep, and Zeke starts talking to his wrist.
Sergeant.
Yes.
You're being boarded.
Thanks.
Yeah, we know. We hear alarms.
From where? From where?
Close to where you guys entered the ship, and it looks like they got two small ships. Maybe I can't see the other one. They might be going around to the other side.
Do they look peaceful?
It's hard to tell. It's just a ship.
Oh, God.
Let us hope for the best and assume the worst.
Way ahead of you, big buddy.
Right. Oh, I see him now.
Is that why you're hiding?
I'm strategically plotting.
Okay.
Looks like hiding to me.
I can't even see you where I'm at right now, so I don't know what you're doing, so plot.
Oh, he's got you there. And, oh, no, now they're going around to the back. So it looks like you're going to have one coming in from the back towards the engines and probably one towards where you come in.
All right, everyone, take aim.
Thanks, Oak. You really outdone yourself this time.
All right. I start to get ready to kick some ass.
Okay.
I don't know what I look at. What are the old workers doing?
They're starting to take like emergency precautions. They are not. I don't think they're armed.
Some kind of guards. These guards.
They're not guards. They were just workers in the back.
Oh, well, they were described as guards.
Yeah, maybe. I did not mean it that way. I thought when I said guards, I was talking about the guy that you on the ship. But they're taking, like, defensive positions. They look kind of panicked. And frankly, they look scared.
Can I yell at them to tell them to make sure the back door is locked?
Yell at who?
Like, triple security locked.
Well, okay, so you're going to start taking charge?
Yes.
Okay, do it.
Hey, you two down there.
Yeah. Yes.
I wave my pistols or my gun at him. Go make sure that back door by the engine room, make sure that is locked to the utmost ability of it being able to be locked.
Roll a leadership. No difficulty.
Because you're so brave.
How did you fail? Oh, that was a different. That was a different one. That was your deception.
Jeez.
I just thought I failed. All right. All right. So you have one success, five advantages. I would like that to color maybe your talk to these guys. So they really take to what you're saying. You're in distress and you're starting to talk like you know stuff, like you know what you're doing.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, baby.
Yeah. So does that change how, like, what you say to them or anything? Because you've really got their attention and they start just, like, looking to you for direction?
No, just make sure it's locked down tight and do whatever you can to make sure that door stays locked.
Okay, so they go in the back and they start pushing stuff up against what looks like a door.
Perfect. Good job, guys.
It looks like a door because it is a door.
Oh, that's convenient.
turns out. Yeah. And they start pushing pallets in front of the door.
Now hide. Unless if you got guns. You guys got guns?
They do have like light pistols.
Okay. Well, get ready. I mean, to
they
see
give
this,
they
guys.
Give us these things, and we never use them. I don't really know how to use them.
Aim at them. Aim at the people coming in the doors.
I don't really know who anybody is at this point. I didn't even know who you are. Maybe I should have shot you. I don't know.
Well, no, you shouldn't have, because otherwise you'd be dying now.
Are you the diplomat?
No, I'm the bodyguard of the diplomat.
Oh. Okay, and
right now you could be a diplomat.
Now that is character growth. Old Sarn just would have blasted those guys for no reason.
Mac, right now I'm acting like a pilot of a ship. A real pilot. And then I turn my comlink off so I can't hear him.
Oh, that. 2 steps forward, 1 step back for character growth. All right. So they pushed a big like pallet up against the door. And they start slowly walking back, and they have their guns, their pistols drawn, and pointed at the door.
The airlock door.
No, it's the door. I thought you said the door in the back, by the engines.
Fine. No, perfect.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right. Well, anyway, that's where they went. And then at the same time, you see a bright light at the bottom of the door. Like right across from you, the airlock door, it's a torch at the bottom, and it starts cutting up from the top, and it's going somewhat slowly around the door, cutting the door down.
Can I use this opportunity to move here?
Yeah, you can move closer to the door. You have time to move closer to the door.
All right, I move closer to the door, and I ready my axe.
Okay.
And I take aim.
All right.
Top of the staircase, around the corner with my gun drawn, kind of. I'm definitely ready, but I'm not happy about it.
Son, I think they're cutting the door open.
Who's that?
I'm Zeke.
Oh, thank you, Zeke.
You're welcome. My expert tactical advice.
That was good. Did you bring that? Oh, did you bring that last fishing grenade?
What? No, we used all the fishing grenades on the monkeys. And we used our monkey grenades on the monkeys. It was the same grenade. We ain't good that night.
Oh, right.
All right.
I thought you still had one.
All right, and... I forgot. And, so the door finally cuts open, and one thug comes out of the door. You can't see him. Now you can see him. It's a minion group. There's two of them, but one comes in first.
Okay, Ghost, do you want the honors?
I mean, I assume you were waiting for someone to walk through.
Me or Ghost?
No, Ghost. Yeah, I mean, he's standing right next to the door, and he readied his sword, so...
Axe.
That's right, sorry. Axe. Ghost?
Ghost?
I.E. Ryan. Did we lose him?
I don't know.
But
you gonna attack?
Yes. Is it my turn first? Wait, do we even roll for initiative?
I was giving you an opportunity because you said that you were hiding right by the door. You had moved right next to the door with your sword ready and one walked up in front. Okay. So it is a minion group of two, but one came out first. You're attacking the first one. I guess it doesn't really matter. But
it's always a difficulty of two, right?
Yes.
Do I get a boost for the element of surprise?
I don't think you need a boost. Do you?
Alright, fine. No.
Nice!
Okay, so you have a triumph. Wow. So 2 critical. Or, yeah, you have 2 successes.
Just, yeah.
Why does it say critical 2? That's just...
We always get that. We never know.
I think that just means, like, that's just what's being... Oh! No, wait. It's... Wait a minute.
Those are the number of advantages.
Yeah, you don't have any advantages.
That's the number of advantages you need to get a critical. I think it's just telling you that.
Yeah, it's not consistent, but I think in this case it's not.
No, it is consistent because it's two, you do need two. Remember that was one of the things we discussed.
No, that's true for the Vibro Axe, but sometimes it says 0. So, I don't know that it's always the case. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It is. You don't have a critical this time, although you have a triumph. You can spend that on a critical.
Well, I have two successes, so I do 8 damage, but I also add my brawn, right?
No, vibro. I don't think that's right either. So the vibro axe is a melee. It's +3, so it's 3 plus your brawn. But it doesn't include their soak. It's a pierce 3, I believe.
Wait, well, my brawn is 4.
Okay, so it's 7. So it's,
well, then what's the damage 6 plus 2 that shows up?
I have
up
no
here
idea on what that is.
They're just going by the successes.
So do I get extra damage per success? Is it +3 per success?
No.
So I don't...
I don't know what those numbers are.
Right. No, I'm ignoring those weapons. Okay. But I have 2 successes. Does every weapon in the game gets extra damage per success?
No, that's advantages. Oh, no, you're right.
No, that's just for advantages or just for crits?
Yeah. Okay, so you get
you get 2 additional damage to whatever the vibro axe is.
So if it's normally 3 plus my brawn, which is 4, that's 7. And then 2 additional, it do 9. And it also subtracts 3 soak.
That's what we're going to run with. For some reason, I don't remember reading that thing about the successes, but that makes sense. So let's run with that. So that's 9 damage?
Yeah.
Is that... and then -3 on the soak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So essentially 12 damage.
Right. You slice the guy that just walked through in half.
Sick.
Awesome. Well, how do you want to kill him? You kill him. How do you kill him?
It is your triumph.
Yeah, triumph. All right. Okay, so he comes out of the... So the airlock door, it falls open. They just torched it. And there's 2. You said it was a group, right, of 2?
It's actually a group of 3. I thought it was 2.
Oh, never mind. So it's a group of 3. So these 3 guys, come bustling through in this, the hot door. And, I'm literally right there. One of them turns to look at me as I'm swinging my axe across horizontal, and it literally just cuts off his head, and his head is still wide-eyed as he looked at me. It's the exact same expression frozen on his face.
Is there blood?
Oh, lots. His whatever the main artery through the neck, the jugular,
has been.
And all of them have been severed. And so yes, it's just a fountain. It's a fountain of blood. I am literally a red Wookiee now.
Red Wookiee.
And I let out a very ferocious yell. And for my triumph, if I may, I would like to give some sort of penalty to the two remaining guys in the group. They're they're afraid because they just saw the dude, their friend, get his head cut off
by a blood.
Yeah, by a surprise Wookiee. They are also covered in blood. I mean, there's just a lot. There's a lot going on.
I think the intimidation
now.
Factor. Yeah, that could work. That could be a setback to their next attack.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
Either a setback or an increase in difficulty, whichever one is better.
Well, that's not how the difficulty is supposed to work. But yes, it will be a setback.
I didn't mean more better for me, more better in a game sense. I meant more better for you. Whichever one makes more sense for you.
Right. Okay.
As the DM.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes more sense for it to be the setback.
Okay.
So
perfect.
What is Charlie.
Go back to bed, bud. Can't go to the bathroom.
Huh. Okay. Let's do initiative now. Because as that happens, the door has fallen from in the back. Did someone say
Could they? Yeah. Instead of having a setback on their next action, could they just take an initiative, some sort of initiative penalty?
Sure.
Maybe makes more narrative sense. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to think about how to do that. All right, so. But the people in the back, they're having difficulty getting through the door because there's stuff in the way. And so let's add.
Like, yeah. Are the
like,
are the
like a headless corpse?
No, the
back. No, the other in the back. So there's there's two groups.
Oh.
Can you turn on the music a little bit?
Yeah.
It's just I keep turning it down, but it, when it loops to the next thing, it.
It is loud.
Okay.
Yeah. Are the hold workers firing at him? Holding him at bay?
No.
Will they be in the initiative role?
Sure. Seeing you guys are in initiative. In combat, so is Mac. And... Well, these guys have not entered yet. So, did I get everyone in there?
Zeke? Oh, there's Zeke.
I'm Zeke.
Yeah, thank you, Zeke.
And these... This one will have a setback on the roll. Alright, so you guys can roll. You guys will be rolling cool.
Wait. Where do we initiate that?
The combat tab.
Yeah, I know. I am there. There's supposed to be a little... Wait, am I even in the list?
I'm not
in the list.
Okay, I'll put you in the list. I guess I missed you. Okay, there you are.
Music's not real loud.
It is.
Oh, when it looped... For some reason,
yeah,
it went back up.
Yeah, when it skips the next... It goes back up.
Bad roll.
Oh, I know what's happening. Okay. It shouldn't do it now.
Okay.
All right. This pirate is the one that is the setback. Initiative. All right. So Sarn, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a good. Did you cheat?
No. You can see it. It's right. How would I cheat?
I don't know, but.
You're right. I hacked Foundry just to cheat on that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But I was okay with failing all of the other rolls.
You've done dumber things.
Try to fight a bunch of stormtroopers.
That was in the past. Okay. Sarn, you are first.
I learned my lesson.
You can give up your turn, of course, as a PC.
No, I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to fire at the one standing in the doorway, the minion group.
Okay.
I'm going to aim.
Do we think this is medium or long?
I would assume it's long.
Yeah, I'll give you a boost also because you're up high. You have the advantage. But I think it's long.
Reboot.
I think if... Fair's fair, I guess.
I'm fine with that.
Because you get to attack before they get to attack, right?
Yeah, and so which means I get another boost for that for quick strike.
Mm-hmm.
So blaster rifle, long boost for being up high, boost for quick strike. And then I assume I can aim with that too, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially this scenario, you can aim.
Yeah. All of that.
No.
All of that, and I failed.
Wow, four advantages, though.
I miss, but I shoot the body, the dead body there, and it sprays blood up in the air and confuses them even more.
Okay.
It blocks their vision even more.
All right. Okay, so Sarn...
God, I can't believe that.
Okay. Sarn just went, missed. Redarian pirate. This pirate in the back starts moving. He starts moving up and takes cover behind one of the blocks.
Mac, what are you doing?
I can't see, so I have to move.
Oh.
Remember, he's got that vision. Yeah. Well, I can't see in that little room when he's not. When I
okay.
Yeah, but if you, I thought you were like right on against that wall.
I was. I just moved so I could see what was going on because I can't. Okay. If I move like right here, I can't even see.
Okay. But that is. I mean,
you
that
just want to see.
I would say that that's part of the game too.
Yeah, like you chose to stand behind the wall, so
right.
Now you can't see until you step out.
Right.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. It's okay. But you will need to move any further. You'll need to take action or maneuvers.
Sorry, I was just trying to see what was going on. That's all.
That's okay. No, it's fine. Okay, so the fleet officers are looking at they're in the back trying to hold off the people from entering. So they're continuing to fight the pirates in the back.
Okay.
Which was the next one. Redarian pirate, there's two of them here. They move up to behind cover, taking their turn. Mac, it's your turn.
I'll skip for now.
Then Ghost. You can take his turn. Ghost.
Let's see, what do I want to do? So like I don't know who's it, so do we share vision at all? Like am I able like
the you fact don't that share, I can, you're not sharing vision. You'll just have to tell people because it's not that complicated.
Okay, so that there's a guy, there's like another guy in there. I can still see him. I can see him.
Yeah, let's say yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to get too complex on that. So, yeah, you can see,
sure,
you can
I
see there's
sure,
still one
I
left.
I wasn't sure if, like, Sarn could see him and I couldn't, and that's why I was seeing him.
I'm not sure why you can see around corners, but well, I guess you can.
You definitely can. I mean, my light beam exposes two of those suits, basically.
But if he moves back here... Yeah, you can't
no,
see
I
him.
Cannot,
so
not,
some of that's
no,
fog
can't.
Of war and some of that is...
I can see him.
Yeah. Okay. But okay. Anyway, well, you
guy,
still
he,
see there's
was,
one more. It's not supposed
okay,
to be a surprise.
He was one further back, but I still could see him.
Okay. That's okay.
And is that a group or is that a single individual?
This one is a single.
Okay. All right, cool. So then I will... There's no really focus for melee...
To go around the corner into that room, that will be an action.
An action, okay. Wait, an action or a maneuver?
Maneuver, yeah, sorry.
Okay, yeah. That's fine, because if it was an action, then I wouldn't be able to fight. Alright. I know, I'm just trying to... I was just trying to debate if there was, like, any merit to taking a second maneuver for a strain... but I can't really think of a second maneuver that would give me any advantage. All right, so then it doesn't matter. So then I'll just, you know, go head first. All right, I'm gonna.
Okay.
Yep, I'm gonna charge him.
Okay.
And I'll attack it with my axe.
All right.
Hey. Alright, so that's 9 damage again with 1 advantage.
So that's not enough to crit, but that
no.
is that. Okay, so 9 damage?
9 damage minus 3 soak, so 12 damage, if you're
okay.
going to count soak.
Yeah. Which I would. You split. You kill him.
Yeah.
Hey.
Man, I'm an MVP right now.
Yeah, you're like the Sarn of this battle.
So here... Oh yeah, here. Dead.
Nice. Damn, there's another guy in there though. Shit. Alright, well. You know, now I know. It's okay. Cool. Alright. Well, I'll call that a successful turn.
Okay.
Oh, wait, real quick. I won't do it now just because for time's sake and everything, but just for future reference. The whole second maneuver, like the whole turn order thing, like, is it possible, for example, to do a maneuver and then an action and then your second maneuver for a strain? Or do you have to do the second maneuver for a strain prior to doing your action?
No, the order is unimportant. So, yes, you can do what you just said.
Okay. Well, can I just, like, go back here then?
Sure, but that's a strain.
Sure, I'll take it. I just do that by... like that, right? Nope, it didn't work. I took one, but it didn't
do
anything.
You might not. No, you shouldn't.
Did you hit enter?
I just I entered it. I don't know who did. If you got it or I got it, but it's on there.
Okay. Cool.
I was having that problem earlier. I was hitting one, like clicking out of it, and it didn't enter. I had to hit enter.
I might have done that. I might have done that.
Okay. Fleet officer. They're firing through a small hole in the, or like, so there's a hole from where the container is and the top of the door that they're trying to get through, and he's going to shoot through there. So it's going to be three difficulty to get through there. And
who's going right now?
One of Zeke?
One of the guys that I had blocked the back door.
Oh. Gotcha.
Andy led them to help. But it also makes sense.
What are their names on the list? Fleet officer?
Fleet officer.
Oh, okay.
And he fails to hit anyone. The people that are coming in the back have not gotten their...
door open.
No, initiative. They're not in the initiative yet because they haven't been
able to come in.
That brings it to Ghost's turn.
Or Mac.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I meant. Mac.
Mac, yeah.
In Ghost's slot. So you get a free action. You can come out from the corner. And if you shoot anyone, you will have a boost because you're at a high advantage.
Right. I think this is the only guy I can see here, though, this Redarian pirate.
There's two of them. There's two of them here. I'll let you shoot at either of them. We'll say this one, the one up here is at medium range, and the other one is at long range.
All right,
The long range is also a group of three, which has one missing. Right?
I shoot at the one.
That's the same one that I attacked.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just looking at the sheet to see if it was reflected there. It doesn't look like it is, but I know it is. So,
Why is he running away?
He just jumped across the boxes.
I don't know what that. I don't know why he did that. Okay,
Mac. Before you shoot, you should move further so that you're behind cover of the rails at least. Don't stand in the open stairway.
Who is this?
It is your bloodthirsty friend, Ghost, who knows a lot about fighting.
I could teach you a thing or two of my own, and let me tell you, standing on top of an open stairwell is the best way to win a fight, alright?
Spoken like someone who really knows how to hide.
Alright, I'm gonna put this in my pocket. And I'm gonna go blasting.
Okay.
Alright, so...
you're going to shoot at the one that's closer?
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be medium, which is two. Two difficulty.
And I succeeded.
Okay. Good.
Gotta go under weapons.
Wait.
Go under weapons to light... so your blaster.
Well, he got it, so it he's successful. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter. So what's the damage on that? Blaster pistol. 6 + 2, damn. You do 8 damage.
I think that's what it is. I'm trying to look it up. It's 6 damage.
Okay. Okay, you kill one in that group.
That's one for Mac.
Well done, Mac.
Why do they keep moving when I do that?
Let the blood flow. Blood for the blood god.
That group is also a minion group?
Yes. It's a minion group of three.
Okay.
Gotcha. Now there's... So both
just
so,
two and two.
Yeah, but so it's two and two now.
Correct.
And the individual who was in the back is just dead.
Yes.
Great.
And yes, he looked to you like he might be some type of pilot.
Oh, great. And killed the pilot.
You did. Okay.
That means we can steal their ship.
Mac, did you hear that? You can add another ship to your collection.
Down there. That forklift, that's what I'm eyeballing.
It's called a power loader. And it belongs to someone named Ripley.
Who's Ripley?
It's going to belong to someone named Mackley soon.
Okay.
I don't know who Ripley is. Their name is just on it.
Are you Ripley?
Eleanor Mackley.
Alright. It's Zeke's turn. Although he doesn't really have a clear shot, so he's going to have to maneuver over by Sarn. And
yeah, that is not a clear shot.
They're behind cover, so it's going to increase the difficulty. Not the difficulty. It's going to increase the setback, I think. So Zeke is going to shoot his. Oh, you're at long range, and again, he does not have a long range weapon, so he's going to have to. He's going to, with his turn, he's going to jump from the catwalk onto the ground. So that's an extra maneuver with a strain. Stupid fucking Zeke.
I forgot. I don't have a long range weapon.
And then he, Geronimo! And he jumps. Because that's a reference he would definitely get. All right. Entering combat now for the first time are these,
Oh god. The one I killed is back.
His brother is back with a vengeance.
And he is pissed.
Yeah.
No, brother.
Alright.
His head is gone.
No, I didn't cut his head off.
I just assumed you did.
No. He's
my pirates didn't even get to go, did they?
They moved up.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, we're at the top of the order. So sorry.
Top of the batting order.
Yep.
All right. I jumped down.
You jumped down too? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do the superhero landing? Where you like land with your fists on the ground?
No. That might hurt my toe. I can't. Oh, yeah. I can't jump down.
Oh, because of the wall?
Yeah. Instead, it puts me into conflict with a wall.
Okay.
And then I aim at this middle guy.
Okay. So it's medium, but upgrade one of those purples to a red.
Why?
Yikes.
Because you got two of the fleet officers in front of you.
All right, well, I'm going to aim and use quick strike.
I don't care.
All right, well, that's just going to be one strain. At the middle one, just so you know.
Okay.
Wait. Not challenge, setback. So it's two.
No, that's not what I wanted.
Why?
Roll it again. I didn't want setback. I wanted one purple to be a red.
Oh.
So you're supposed to be two difficulty, one of which is a red.
Gosh.
So it's one difficulty and one challenge. Okay.
Thank you. I did better.
No, you didn't. You had a triumph last time.
Oh, I did get a triumph.
Yeah.
Five successes is a lot of damage, though.
And, two advantages. Yeah, so I did 14 damage.
Okay. Yeah, let me check this guy's health real quick. Yeah, he can't sustain that. So, he is...
pissed.
Deaders.
Yes, he's dead, but which one is it? Oh, this one. Dead. Alright.
Dead!
So you kill that one. So you still have these three minion groups. These are minion groups on this side as well.
Rest in pepperonis.
Oh, but the one I killed wasn't?
Valiant foe.
No, the one you killed was not part of a minion group. It looked like he also was some type of specialist, perhaps a pilot.
Okay.
I probably should have waited until you looked at him. Like, closer, perhaps after battle. But...
whatever. I perceived it.
Yeah, you perceived it with your good perception.
My hunter goggles.
Hunter goggles. Okay. After seeing his friend being split in half, the one this Wookiee over here turns around and looks at God damn it, Ghost. And yeah, something like that. And he's upset and confused. And
naturally,
would you call that short or long? I was going to say short, but I wanted to run that by you. Is that unfair?
No. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's fair.
All right.
Don't forget, he's got blood in his eyes.
No, we changed that to a negative on the initiative order.
No.
But I got blood in their eyes. When I missed my first shot, I hit the body and the blood sprayed up and went in the face.
Oh, okay. That
is a very good reminder.
The ones on the bottom.
Well, that's not the one. That's not their turn.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just so you know.
So it's the dwarf-looking one, the Gimli-looking guys.
Yeah, except it's supposed to be it's a Wookiee.
It looks like Gimli.
Okay. If you blow it up, it's a Wookiee.
It's clearly a Wookiee.
I do see the Gimli. Yeah, because in there, the highlight on his hair looks like it's like he's bald.
Like he's bald, yeah.
Yeah. But he's not.
But he's not.
Check succeeded. He does 10 damage to Ghost.
So do I have... oh, I can't. How do I get rid of that guy? There he is.
So that would be... you have
five. I have five soak, so that's five damage.
Yeah.
Five soak? Damn.
Yeah, I have a lot of armor.
I don't think it's the armor. You actually don't have any armor.
Are tough.
Oh, I guess I just...
I'm you
just
have padded clothes, so it adds one, but you're also a Wookiee, so...
I'm just a tough son bitch.
Yeah. The minion group... oh, wait, I don't know whose turn it is. That turn is over.
Fleet officer.
All right.
Yay, fleet officer.
The fleet officer looks back at you, Sarin, because you had been commanding him earlier, looking for guidance. What do we do?
Shoot them.
Who?
The one on the right. Okay. The gimly-looking motherfucker.
Oh, I think it's a Wookiee.
But shoot not
the brown Wookiee.
The brown Wookiee, yeah, not the blood soaked one over there.
Okay. These character sheets are kind of messed up. I can't type in them. Oh, see, and I accidentally deleted them.
That's all right. Good job, fleet officer. Good job. What kind of gun is that? I want that. Just completely erased the whole minion group.
Right there, and he is he in battle?
It doesn't look like it.
No, there he is.
Oh, at the bottom there. I'm just
gonna roll it again.
Oof. Well, I guess he missed his turn.
Oh, he'll get a turn. All right. He'll shoot. The fleet officer will shoot his blaster pistol. He'll be at close. So
yeah, I was at medium.
succeeded. Damage, I have to assume it's 11. So he shoots and kills one of them.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Did I do it right?
Yeah. Now just keep doing it. Tell your buddy to do it too.
All right, so that's... Okay, they're at 2 here. Next up, Redarian Pirate, the one over by Ghost. Ghost turns, he turns towards Ghost, because Ghost is the closest, and shoots his blaster carbine.
Ooh, he's got a carbine?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And it's close, or short.
With a setback.
Oh, you're right. This one was the setback one.
Yeah.
Check succeeded. That's 10 damage. To Ghost. Which brings him up to 13.
Should be just 10.
No, I added 5. No, he had 3 wounds. So.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. I don't think, okay, like, did he give you medical attention?
I thought he stimmed all of, oh no, he just stimmed me and Mac.
That's what I remember too.
Uh-oh.
Ghost,
how you doing?
I think he's sleeping.
Is he unconscious?
Ghost?
Yes?
You've just been blasted. How do you feel?
Awful.
Okay.
Okay, but you're not unconscious?
No, I have...
How do you feel? Betrayed? Bewildered?
What's my max health? How do I see that?
18.
18? Okay.
If you double-click, it'll bring up your...
Yeah, I just did it. So I have 5 left. Okay. Feeling a little hurt.
Okay.
But pain is nothing to my rage.
Redarian Pirate. Okay, so he just went. Redarian Crew. This one shoots at one of the close... Oh, he doesn't have a gun. He uses his vibro knife. He becomes engaged. He takes a maneuver to become engaged with this fleet officer. And uses his vibro knife on him. He succeeds doing some damage, but not... Oh, vicious. What is vicious? That's a critical. And it's just one success. So he doesn't do a critical. And... Oh, he does 2 because it ignores his... So he does 2 damage. Some damage to the fleet officer. One of these fleet officers. He does 2 damage.
He'll be fine. 'Tis but to scratch.
It hurts.
'Tis but to scratch.
It hurts. All right. That's next up would be a PC. Could be Mac. Could be anyone.
I'm just gonna shoot at this Wookiee again.
I think he's on your side.
This one?
No, he's talking about Gimli.
Oh.
Yeah, Gimli.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the white one.
The Gookie.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him too if he don't keep his mouth shut. Hitting. Turn my speaker. Turn it off. All right, so shoot at that one. Combat normal.
Yeah.
Aim.
And I'm gonna aim.
Give yourself a boost.
Is that a boost?
Yes.
If you aim, yeah.
And then my difficulty is it still 2? Is it just
2?
Okay.
Check succeeded.
Nice.
Well but done. one threat. The threat is that you are, I don't know what it would be, but you're caught, your gun sort of backfires, but what do you call it? Recoils. And you slip and you slip down the stairs.
Okay.
Now you're at the bottom of the stairs.
I feel like that's a pretty harsh punishment for winning that role, but okay.
It's a threat.
Who has a gun pushing backwards and they fall forwards down the stairs?
Okay. I think later down the road someone's going to call that a failure.
But he didn't take any damage, though.
No, he didn't take any damage. He's just going to have to get a maneuver to get back up the stairs.
And my pride's hurt.
Oh, he didn't add a boost there. For being up high. No, you added the boost for aiming.
Wow.
Okay, you want to roll just the boost die?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
It's fine.
You did eight damage. You take out one more of these pirates. So there's...
That's eight. Two for Mac.
Okay,
you guys are sleeping.
So there's one up here, and two here, I think. Mac, Ghost killed one of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking,
I'm literally covered in blood. I've killed so many guys, and I've taken so much damage. How dare you say I am asleep?
Well, you did sit there for a little while deciding what you were going to do. No, it wasn't. It was deciding how you felt about being hit. So, I guess that's fair. It would take you a little while.
I was dazed.
Okay. Fleet officer. It's a fleet officer's turn. You can give him some guidance if you'd like, or he's just going to shoot out of fear and
shoot the guy with the knife.
No, look down the barrel. Point the gun at the guy with the knife that's close to you and pull the trigger.
Okay, he's going to do that, but without a boost. So
no, it's called boost. No, it's called an aim. He actually guided him to aim.
I feel like we're abusing aim.
I feel like it's a very simple mechanic.
Well, that's my problem with it. Okay, so he does 7 damage to the guy with the knife, and actually, no, this is the guy that was the pilot. But anyway.
Yeah, that's the pilot.
Yeah, you did not kill the pilot. I think I said you killed the pilot, but you did not.
You said I killed an engineer or something.
Yeah, so that's why he doesn't have a gun. He only has a knife. All right, so he's able to shoot and kill him.
Good job, buddy.
I've never killed before, he says.
You did a good job for it. You should be proud. Wait, why'd you mark the other fleet officer dead?
Oh, whoops. Wrong guy. Dead.
I don't have any PTSD about it until after the fight.
Oh, right. Good idea.
You might have to do it again.
I might have what you might call a setback.
What's a setback?
One of them is dead. There was 3 of them. Two of them are dead. You killed 2. There's one left.
That's too meta. What's a setback?
Two are dead?
Yeah. Mac killed 2 of them.
2 gimlins are dead. They're still
okay. I thought you were
only dead. one of the tongue aliens are dead.
There's a way to show it on here, but I'm not good at it yet. Okay, Ghost, it is your turn.
I guess you're not very tech savvy.
No, I guess not.
I guess I'll just attack this guy.
Okay.
Maneuver and vibrax him.
Sounds good.
You know, my bread and butter. Oof, ouch.
That's...
Well, apparently I am very, very hurt, and I can't hit someone with an axe. Do I still get a crit for getting 2 advantages?
No. How could you get a crit if you missed?
You know, I don't know. Something fell on him that I cut, a box.
Well, you know. Well, I mean, you could use a light side point for something, but I don't know. What at this point?
Can I just use my 2 advantages for SID anything?
You can use your advantage for stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Just not for damage because you get that.
Yeah. So in order to avoid my swings, he had to duck. And so it would cost him an extra maneuver in order to get up and then aim or shoot or move or whatever.
Okay. Okay. Zeke. So it's Zeke's turn next. Zeke moves up. Just on his free maneuver, but he can shoot at that one you just missed. That one that you just missed is behind cover from Zeke's perspective, so it will be a setback on his roll.
Sure.
But he's going to go sure. for it.
Go for it, Zeke. You All got right. this.
It is a success.
Yay.
11 damage.
Yay.
Let's see.
That probably kills another one.
It does kill another one, but there is one left,
Yay.
Right?
Yes.
So... Okay, so there's one and one here on this side.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Back to the top. Sarn.
Gonna aim at the Gimlies, I guess.
The Gimlies?
The ones at the bottom left.
Okay.
Six successes.
You killed two of them.
Oof. All right, there's one left.
Oh, there's unit wounds. Maybe that's where I need to put it. I don't know. Anyway, you do kill two of them, so there's one left. There's one Gimli over there. It is now... Redarian pirate, who's still preoccupied. Well, he hears Ghost whiff at his comrade behind him.
Hey, Tiger, this...
What's that?
This minion group, Gimli, didn't go.
No, it's not his turn. Well, he didn't go last turn, I guess, but I just skipped. Yeah. I just skipped it.
Okay.
Wait, is he even in the initiative?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought I had added him.
Yeah, I thought you did too, but... Oh, because as soon as you did that, it took out the one that was above that should be going now.
Okay. I'm going to manually change his. Where is he at? He's not 3.01.
He is not. Well, the other one could be.
I can't change him, so I'm just going to roll with it where he is, but give him the turn now. All right. Yeah, but he's going to turn towards Ghost and shoot him. It's going to be close. He shoots and misses. Bringing up the fleet officer.
Shoot that last one, boyo.
Boyo. All right. He shoots towards the last Gimli. And fails. Redarian pirate. This one has a setback, right? Because of...
The bloody eyes.
But is basically just facing Ghost.
Well, he's also on the ground.
That is the setback.
I thought that was the bloody eyes.
No, he doesn't have bloody eyes. No, that was only one turn.
Oh.
Bloody eyes is just
bloody
one
eyes.
Turn.
Gotcha. Bloody eyes forever.
And misses.
Thank the Lord.
Max turn.
Yeah, you really, escaped something there, Ghost.
Or is there which one's the one that's alive? Because I can't. Is it this one right here by post?
No,
they each have. There's one alive in each room.
Okay.
Correct.
All right, I'm going to move closer to the robot, forklift, and I'm going to climb into the seat of the forklift.
Okay, so that'll be that's going to be two maneuvers.
All right, that's fine. I'll take it.
Just because it'd be complicated to move into the robot.
Yeah, so, I'm in the robot now, but okay. I'm hiding.
It's going to be a strain.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I know you just want to get in the robot, which is good. You are now in the robot.
And I shoot from the robot.
Okay.
I'm sorry, all right.
and what's it called? Weapons, blaster, and then what's? And then I'm assuming the robot's going to give me like what, 3 boosts?
No, it's not going to give you. Any, you're not going. What is a robot doing to boost you?
I mean, I'm just kidding. Up higher. Come on, it's like.
You're lucky I'm not giving you a setback for being in the robot.
All right, fine. All right, so regular.
Yeah.
Easy difficulty or regular?
I guess you're closer, so you could go with easy.
Cool. Boost. Yeah! And my advantage is now I'm in a motherfucking robot!
Fine. You killed another one. So I hope you're happy.
Yes, I am. I'm piloting a robot and I killed 3 pirates. I mean, I'm on top of my game here today.
Yeah, that's good. Good. No, I'm looking for the dead button. All right. Fleet officer.
Killed that last one. Your buddy couldn't do it.
All right. He shoots. He succeeds. 10 damage, huh?
All right.
That will be the end of this one here.
Hey.
All right. Where's he at in here? Oh, really?
Oh, what? Okay.
Nothing. I was just looking at who's next in the initiative order. Okay, Ghost.
So who's left to fight? Just the guy in front of me?
Yeah.
Cool. You know, I'm going to axe away.
I'm going to roll a dark side point.
Uh-huh.
And upgrade the difficulty because since you just missed at him, he sees a weakness in your game, in your swinging game. And tries to do some like counter, so that upgrades one of the purples to a red.
I don't like that. No. Okay. I'm gonna flip a light side point to just kick him in the head.
And what does that? What does that do?
I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm going to flip a light side point to negate everything you just said.
Well, that's what I was going to get upset if you said negating everything. But
I almost said that, but I decided not to. All right.
He is trainable. Fuck.
Well, there you go. Congratulations, motherfucker.
All right. But you do have 3 advantages.
Yeah, I don't care. Whatever. Doesn't mean anything.
Okay. It's Zeke's turn, who does have, he does have a shot on that person there.
Can he move closer?
Can he move closer? He can move closer. You should say that to him.
Hey, Zeke, move closer to get a better shot.
Fuck you! Fuck you, don't tell me what to do. Okay, fine, I'll do it, but not because you told me to. And he moves.
I'm
going to
kick you after this.
Please don't. It's my weakness.
With my robo toe.
Oh, is that what that is?
Shoot the guy. We'll finish this later.
All right. He succeeds doing 8 damage, which is enough to kill that pirate. And that would be the last pirate.
Except for the other guy that's in the airlock.
Hold on. Let me kill this man here.
I'm gonna kill this guy before figuring out what to do.
Okay. Everyone that you can see is dead. So that ends combat.
Yeah.
Hey, fleet officers.
Yes?
Can you turn off that alarm, please?
They scramble over and, turn off the alarm.
Like a button on the wall that any of us could have pushed.
They do like a secret
thing. Secret button pushing.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very complicated set of button pushes. You wouldn't understand.
Or just uses their fingerprints or something.
Yeah. No. I said what I said.
Yeah, I know. I was just interpreting.
Okay.
I go up and pat those guys on the back, and I go through all the pockets.
And you look, when you stick your hand in one of the pockets, you notice that it's warm and wet.
When I pull out my hand, what color is it?
Yellow.
Oh.
That'll teach you.
Oh, boy. Can I take this guy's vibro knife?
No.
Why?
It's his. No, don't take my knife.
He's dead.
Oh, wait, what guy?
The pilot.
Why would you think he'll go pocket feeling some guy's pocket?
I thought you were talking about the fleet officer.
No.
Oh.
The pilot's vibro knife.
He peed himself too.
Typical Starn.
Sure, you can take his vibro knife.
Sweet. Add that to my list.
But that would put you over the encumbrance.
Yeah, I'm over encumbered.
So I recommend you not do that or lose something. All right. Think about it this week.
I'll think about it.
Okay. As you guys start to like regroup, someone comes walking out of the door, startling you.
Which door?
The door that the airlock door.
Oh, okay.
That door. Who are you?
It's me, Jake. You guys don't remember? I've been here the whole time.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't shoot you.
Yeah, I know. I was scared there for a second too.
So you hid?
No.
I see you've been hanging out with Mac.
Mac a little bit too much, yeah.
Oh.
Three people. And I'm in my fucking... You better watch your ass. I'm in a robot suit now. I'm pretty badass right now.
And then,
I walk over to Zeke and kick him lightly.
Oh. Ouch.
And then also, Jake just... he looks at the camera and shrugs.
Wait. 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 All right.
Did you just pull a Jim from the office?
Yeah.
Roll credits.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I was not trying to pick on you, Ryan, at the end there. I was trying to give you an out since you're going to be out for a couple weeks. So I thought if on that red die, if you had rolled a failure, then I might have pulled some chicanery to get you to be like arrested or something. I don't know, but obviously it didn't happen.
Now
he's got to go into Wookiee hibernation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, you know, maybe Wookiees take a long time to heal. I'm pretty hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, throwing the wave.
It took Boba Fett 4 episodes to heal.
Right. So
I have not been watching that show.
What was even healing?
Dude, you gotta check it out. It's the best show we've ever seen.
It's actually really good.
It's so good.
I know, all the reviews have been absolutely wrong, guys. People just don't get it.
I'm not a stranger to the internet.
I know you're wrong.
Wrong is a strong word.
Yeah, and that's what you are. A strong word that is wrong.
It's one of those shows that once it gets going, you got to watch the first few episodes before.
The great thing is I don't give a shit about Boba Fett, and so I'm coming in with super low expectations, and so I think I probably actually will enjoy it, because it doesn't matter.
You should raise your expectations really high, because it's a cinematic triumph.
Really? I did see the scene with those stupid fucking colorful speeder bikes with
if you watch one scene of anything, anything could look bad.
The 20 rear view mirrors. No, that chase scene was maybe the worst scene of Star Wars I've ever seen.
It's so bad.
It's like this like weird slow chase scene where they're like running into pictures of Jabba the Hutt. I don't know, man.
I was laughing the whole time watching that scene.